From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. This month's Story Night is back for their 15th season, and it will be full of strategy. In the game of chess, much like in life, it's important to know when to make a move and when to be patient, which is something this year's storytellers are experts at. So joining us now to tell us more about this flagship season is Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director of Story Night. Hi, Jody. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. I'm great.
Let's talk about the theme of the season. I've given a little hint. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I guess you're getting a peek at the inside of my curatorial mind. I wish it was more complex and strategy-driven, but I actually was thinking we have six shows in the season. What are things in the world that come in sixes? And believe it or not, a chessboard only has six different pieces that are used in the game. So we made a theme for each of our shows this season from November to April up on the top floor of Jump. It's going to be featuring a different chess piece from the chessboard, starting with Queen, the power player.
So tell us about Queen. You've got some storytellers lined up. What can people expect?
Yeah, well, we come at our themes from all different angles, and we have three featured storytellers intermixed with a community story slam so people can come right out from the audience. But actually, I'm going to call back to an earlier interview that you had about the young women in the court case regarding abortion, because one of our storytellers is Yvonne McCoy, and her story goes back to when she was in college before Roe versus Wade was even passed initially.
Oh, wow.
So she lived in a world before that was a right, before that existed. And although our show is pretty much political free, we're life full. And so this is what her life was. And she recognized a woman at her school at Howard University, a historically black college, that had this regal demeanor about her. But unfortunately, her life was ended early because of complications with a back alley abortion.
Wow. Yeah.
So I have to find some lighter things to even the evening out. So we also have Sarah Jensen, who competed for the crown in hopes of being named Miss Idaho. Ooh. I don't want to give too much away to tell you whether or not she got the crown or not. But so that's a literal interpretation, I would say, of Queen, like actually getting a crown, whereas Yvonne's story is a little more metaphoric. And then to round it out, we have Haziel Maldonado, who left Puerto Rico for Boise a few years back, only to return to Puerto Rico and find the roots of his inner queen. Hint, hint, hint.
Oh, okay. So that's Queen. You're going to have other themed shows in the season, King, Rook, Pawn. One of those nights will be hosted by our very own Morning Edition host, George Prentice, who is, as we know, quite the storyteller. We found a clip from a show he did with you 7 years ago. We want to play it. He's talking about his time as a security guard for, I am not making this up, an Elvis Presley concert in Niagara Falls. Let's listen.
And I made the fatal mistake. I grabbed her arm and our eyes locked. And I said, ma'am, if you sit down, everyone can enjoy the show. I swear to God, she reaches down and bites me. And I mean, she takes a chunk. She draws blood, she takes a bite, and I am screaming like a five-year-old girl. And there's a security guard about 20 feet away. It's like, what's going on? It's like, and he can't move, and nobody can move. So one of Elvis's band members sees all this happening, and he puts his guitar down, and he reaches down and hooks his arms under my armpits, pulls me up on the stage as if I'm a cadaver. They don't let me stand up. They keep me at an angle and drag me at an angle off the stage to the local emergency room. Lots of tests, stitches. Exclamation points just filled my life, and I thought that kind of jump-started everything.
Okay, Jody, that was amazing. George is amazing. What shows? Yes. What show is he going to be hosting this year?
Yeah, well, it's not the only reason he's doing it, but you heard about his brush with the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. So he's hosting King on December 26th, the day after Christmas. But I also consider George to be one of the wisest men I know. So if we think of King as the three kings or the magi or the wise men, he fit in for that too. This is actually the first show I've missed in the 7 or 8 years I've hosted the show at the flagship. And it's because I'm in a production at Alley Repertory Theater of Merrily We Roll Along that night. And so I thought, who is the best person to be there in my stead? And of course, I was so excited when George actually was like, yeah, I would love to do that. So we're thrilled that he's going to be guiding the other storytellers. And I understand he also has another story about meeting a king of comedy that's going to be shared that night. So we haven't met yet, so I don't know all the details, but that we're really looking forward to that.
You've got a minute left. Jody, have we really had 15 years of Story Story Night?
Yeah, it started in the Linen Building in 2010. Standing room only immediately. And since then, we've grown to very different venues. Now we're completing the second half of our role as the cultural ambassador of the city of Boise. And so we're on the top floor of Jump. StoryStoryNight.org lists all of our shows and has the ticketing there as well. Plus, we'll have a local artist who has sculpted some queens about an empowerment exhibit and some little zines that she has. So she'll be featured in the lobby as well.
We'll put a link on the website. We've been speaking with Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director of Story Story Night, about their new season, which begins with the show Queen next Tuesday night. Jody, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.